California pistachios are desired around the world, and the industry's trying to stay well ahead of that demand. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jimmy Vallev is a pistachio grower in Kings and Tulare County. He noted that you don't want to come up short on demand. You got to always stay ahead of it.
That's correct. Yeah, we got to stay ahead of it. And that's why we need to always look a year or two, if not 3 years ahead of time, to make sure we have a home for all of these. You know, we had a little hiccup with the tariff, but somehow or another, it's getting over there anyway. And once people have California pistachios, you know, it's kind of hard to go back to Iranian pistachios. So they're wanting them, and they're telling them we've got places for them to go. I mean, I think we went to Europe and really opened up that market in Europe.
And Europe continues to be very robust for pistachios. Also, India is now a big market.
Huge market. So that's another thing. But, you know, everyone has their problems, you know, but they say they don't have enough nuts, believe it or not. So, you know, people ask me if we should keep planting. I wish they wouldn't keep planting. But, you know, I just planted another 300 acres last year. So I'm still gung-ho on them. You know, I mean, it's not like I see something wrong with planting them. I think we've got another 4 to 5 or 6 more years before we start seeing a decrease in prices. But if the demand keeps picking up, you know, we just don't have enough nuts here in, we don't have enough pistachios grown in California.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.